that doesn't seem to matter of late that they lose money. It's just there's such a lack of new ideas that.
Do you think even something that loses up to $200 million might have John Carter returns to Mars?
Or somebody will take it and redo it in a different way. So I guess it's not technically part of that franchise, but it doesn't seem to stop them from happening.
And the idea behind a good franchise can not just stabilize a studio, it can keep it in the black for some time. You think of the Harry Potter movies that made nearly $8 billion worldwide.
And that's true of a couple from recent. Besides Harry Potter, you look at something like the Lord of the Rings series.
And just three movies, but very, very.
Three movies, made a ton of money and won a ton of Oscars. You have a more popular fare like Twilight that comes out every year, and you know it's going to be a big hit with that demographic. And then you have some others that have done fairly well, like the Ocean's 11 franchise. Yeah. You know, three movies that did pretty well at the box office. The Fast and Furious series, despite what you may think about it, it's done really well financially.
And then there are some series. When you suggest that we talk about movie franchises, I started looking up. There are some of these that just fly under most people's radar, but do well because they cost not that much to make. There have been 8 installments in the Amityville horror movie franchise. 8!
Right.
Who knew? I didn't know there was one more than 2.
Right. And that's one genre that, like Scream, you know, they come out and, you know, they do really well, particularly in the fall around Halloween, and then they go away and you forget about them, and then they come back a few years later. So what people do tend to think about when they think about franchises is those big summer blockbusters like Iron Man or Pirates of the Caribbean or even...
Which has had 4.
Right. Now. Or even like, you know, Pixar Toy Story type thing, but... it's really difficult to find an engaging franchise that will continue over time. Do you have some favorites?
I was thinking about this, and I have 2. One is kind of a cheat, perhaps, and one is not. I think back, and I'm going way back, because franchises are not a new phenomenon.
No.
They existed in the silent days. I really enjoy the Frankenstein series that Universal made with Boris Karloff, and there were 8 of those. They ended in self-parody with Abbott and Costello, so they did decline.
Right.
So that's one that I think of. But the modern day, the Bourne series.
Right.
There were 3 Jason Bourne movies, and I think each was better than the previous one, and I really enjoyed those.
Yeah. I mean, I think the classic one is probably The Godfather. Many people will argue that they feel like the second one was probably the best of the 3.
And 3 is not...
Not that many people say that 3 is their favorite, but
it's not
they
as
will
bad.
Say it's commendable.
Yeah, it's not as bad as what the legend has built up around it, I think.
Right. It's not a bad movie. It's probably one of the best movies of that year. As compared to the other movies that are in the series, it's not that, you know, as good. But... It is probably the standard. I would say that the one that I always find or that I'm looking forward to would be like the Batman franchise. Because what's happened is just about the time that a franchise starts to get stale, like the Tim Burton Batman, then we go in a different direction, which is the new Christopher Nolan, where the 3rd one's coming out this summer.
And that will end that segment, right?
Right. And then you'd think no more Batman movies for 5 years, but somebody will drag it up. But they always – I particularly like this Christopher Nolan set, and I even like the Tim Burton set because, they're well done. But to say, you know, bad franchises, there's lots of those.
Yeah, and I guess some of those, and as I started looking, and there are 8 My Little Pony movies, and there are 6 or 7 movies, The Land Beyond Time, or whatever. Those are intended for a specific audience that's going to like them no matter what. Right.
Yeah, when I think bad ones where it just goes way off course, I would say, like, probably Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah, I mean, some could argue. I don't know necessarily those newer 3 were horrible.
Let's say that.
Oh yeah, I was just going to say
at least 2 of them were.
They're just nothing in the same league,
right?
You know, and then you have really poorly reviewed movies like, you know, the Hangover series that just continues to go on and on. And, you know, you look at...
Well, it's only been two.
Yeah, continues to go on and on because you know it will. And you... The second Sex and the City. I mean, you look at last summer or last year, 2011, and 9 of the 10 top movies were sequels or beyond. So, you know, they continue to rehash these stories. And that's why something like a Godfather or a Batman or something that's told in a second movie or a third movie and it puts it in a new light. With the Godfather, they sort of went with the backstory and brought in the Robert De Niro character. The Batman, the new Christopher Nolan series, he brings out a new villain each time.
When you think of certain franchises, Batman, mm-hmm. Sherlock Holmes has had 4 or 5 over the course of the last 60 or 70 years.
Right.
You have these established characters that we go in with some bit of knowledge to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that helps a franchise.
Well, I also think one thing that really does help some of the ones that we've talked about that are successful is the fact that you could watch the individual movies as a standalone piece.
You don't have to worry that you missed the first one.
Right. Godfather 2.
Right.
Although it's wonderful to watch after Godfather 1, it's a good standalone piece. Lord of the Rings 3, oftentimes people think is the best one. That's a standalone piece, mm-hmm. as is, you know, The Dark Knight. So these ones that are kind of standalone pieces tend to work really well over time.
I guess the ultimate franchise then would be James Bond. That's been around decades.
And that comes up in a new retelling every time. But, you know, I do expect there's a lot of franchises still. There's more Twilight coming this year, and there's more Batman, and there's lots of every, you know, franchise it seems coming this year.
Do you have a franchise that you think was that was either popular with at the box office or with critics that you just never got?
I never got the whole... Fast and the Furious thing. I've never seen more than the first half hour of the first one, mm-hmm. and I've never understood how these movies make so much money. And I could say that really for quite a few of these action type movies. Even, you know, Spider-Man, it's being retold again this summer, not long after the last franchise
right.
ended, and it's being retold. And I never quite understood, you know, give us a little time to digest it.
But it comes back to your concept about no new ideas. I mean, the fact is, if you can put a Spider-Man movie out there, there's a character that has a Q rating. People know, 9 out of 10 people walking the street at least know who that character is. So you don't
right.
have to do as much selling.
And you can do that with Woody and Buzz from Toy Story
right.
or Indiana Jones or Batman or any
right.
of these. So... It's
Transformers, I suppose.
Yeah, there's another yeah. one that, you know, a bit of a stinker, but you can do it because you know. And you know the international box office is going to be big.
Right. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes about franchise movies and so much more in the column Culture Club at thefayettevilleflyer.com.